Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast. We'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 68, Buying at Auction. Well, generally, there's two kinds of auctions. There's a retail collector's auction, and there's a wholesale auction. On the collector's auction, it's most likely the car is in great condition. It's possibly the original condition, or it's been fully restored to beyond beautiful. It may never have looked that good before. So again, obviously, we're talking about a collector's car that's going to bring hopefully top dollar to the collector. I've never actually been to a collector's auction. Frankly, I've never been to either one of the auctions I'm going to talk about. So I'm not speaking from firsthand experience. I'm speaking from things I've read about. When I worked at the dealership, certainly our used car manager would go to wholesale auctions, and I'll talk about that. I'll spend a lot more time, frankly, talking about wholesale auctions. And I spent quite a bit of time talking with our used car manager at the time about a wholesale auction and how it works and what typically is there and so on and so forth. So, and I've dealt with different, you know, wholesalers as far as, again, talking with them and, you know, finding out how the wholesale auction works and so on and so forth. So, again, getting back to the collector's auction, you know, that I would certainly venture that you have, if you get there early or you have more time to be able to look a car over carefully before you consider putting a bid on it. Again, a collector's auction, the cars are going to be in probably very much pristine type condition. It's possible they're in the process of being restored and someone decides they need to get rid of the car. All the way up to the point where, you know, like I say, the car is actually more beautiful and in better shape than it was when it was brand new, because somebody has really taken the time to do some, you know, massive detailing and so on and so forth. So on the wholesale auction, it's typically attended by people who are licensed wholesalers. The cars themselves typically come from new or used car department lots that were trade-ins, okay? So there's never going to be any history on the car. There's no way of knowing, you know, how the car's been maintained, who's been driving it, so on and so forth, and how they've been driving it and how they've been having it maintained. Normally, you can't just walk in off the street and go to a wholesale auction. You do have to be a licensed car broker. Now, that's not to say that if you've got a buddy or something that is a licensed car broker that you can't go with them and, you know, obviously bid on a car and so on and so forth, okay? Frankly, the reason that they're there, that the car is at an auction, is because it didn't make it through whatever checkout process they did at the dealership. Again, if the car was taken in as a trade-in, you know, they may, in their market, they may consider, hey, let's, you know, go through this thing, see how it is, clean it up, so on and so forth. And it goes on back on their front line to be available as a used car. And in which case it wouldn't be at the wholesale auction. Okay. But that, you know, depending upon the condition of the car and you know, frankly, it's also they're going to look at it as their local market. They could take in a car that is maybe, let's say, an older car that may very well be in pristine condition or really, really good, super condition. But they realize we're just not going to be able to sell this thing because that's not our local market. OK, again, it might be too old of a car. So it is possible at a wholesale auction that you could find a car that is older, maybe even has relatively low miles on it, and it's actually in good condition, both aesthetically and mechanically. Okay, I mean, that is a possibility, but I wouldn't count on that. Usually the reason that cars end up at a wholesale auction is because either they've been poorly maintained or they're in poor mechanical condition. Or again, because of poor marketability in that area where the dealership is located, you know, these cars end up at the wholesale auction. Okay. Realize the following. Okay, and this could be potentially true of even a collector's auction, but it definitely is true of a wholesale auction. Unless you arrive early at the auction, there's no chance of even closely looking at the car, opening the hood, or getting inside, and certainly you can't start the engine. Okay, so you are buying a car literally, potentially, not even being able to open the door and get inside. Okay, you've got to get there early and really kind of spot out the car that you might be interested in to be able to do what I just said, as far as, you know, opening the hood, looking at the engine compartment real quick, opening up the car doors and just, you know, looking inside, getting inside the car, so on and so forth. And you definitely typically cannot start the engine. Okay, so mechanically, you really have no idea what condition the car is in. Okay, there's no guarantee whatsoever that the actual real condition of the car, you know, what it is. You know, frankly, in some respects, the wholesale auction is where the basket cases go. Okay, it's where a dealership or a used car dealership has taken in a car, and in some respects, their attitude could be, even to the person who's buying the newer car or the newer used car, that they're doing you a favor by taking your trade in. Okay, it for them, it's just part of the sale process, you know, and they may have no inclination whatsoever as they're accepting your trade in and you guys are figuring out and negotiating the deal for the new car you're buying. They may have no inclination whatsoever or any thought of the idea of trying to, you know, go through that car and put it back on their front line to resell it. As far as they're concerned, because of either mileage or lack of marketability, that car is going to go to the wholesale auction. So they do nothing to it, okay, because they don't have to. You know, I've had customers and I've had people, you know, talk to me about wanting to buy a car from a wholesale auction, or I've actually had a few customers that knew someone that they bought a car from a wholesale auction. And of course, yes, you can get a good deal. But again, you know, my experience, and again, in talking with our used car people who go there all the time, okay, the cars are not typically in real good shape. Okay, I'm not saying that there may not be a good to great car and a deal found, but the odds are against it. Okay, frankly, this is where a wholesale auction is where the replacement stock comes from when the used car department inventory is getting low. Okay, so if maybe they haven't gotten very many trade-ins in that month or period of time, their inventory is getting low, and the used car manager is realizing, man, we got to get some more cars here to be able to offer to people. And so they come either from other dealers, which is one possibility, certainly, or they come from wholesale auction. And this is where, you know, I can speak from experience that, I mean, I've seen situations where the used car manager goes to a wholesale auction, buys these different cars. He can't do anything with them as far as checking them out or anything like that. They get trucked to the dealership. And I mean, on occasion, I would do, even though I was a BMW technician, if our used car technician was busy and just, you know, hammered with work, they would give out these used cars to the other technicians like myself to say, hey, look, at least do a safety check on this thing and let us know what you find mechanically is wrong with it. Okay. So there was times where, you know, the car would come in and I'd go through it and I might find whatever, $2,000-$3,000 worth of stuff on it, whether it be just normal. A lot of it was normal wear and tear you know, what should have been maintenance that had never been done or hadn't been done in a timely manner. And so this car was long overdue for, you know, preventative maintenance work and wear and tear. And it added up to $2,000-$4,000. And so I, you know, figure up an estimate and I present it to the used car manager. And sometimes they're kind of going a little bit flippazoid because they're going like, oh man, this car, maybe the car looked really, really good, you know, aesthetically, the paint was in great shape and whatever. And so they logically made the assumption that, well, if the car looks good, it's probably been taken care of mechanically. Well, not necessarily. Okay, so there was times where they were, you know, upset because they had gotten a car that was actually not in very good shape or not as good a shape as they thought it was going to be. And now they're, you know, they're looking at a repair bill from the service department of $2,000-$4,000. They might even be at that point even upside down in the car. Okay, the dollar amount of repairs on the car are more than what the Blue Book value is on the car. Okay, so there was times where their answer was, well, it's got to go back to the auction. So now somebody else gets it, and they hope they can get their money back out of it at the wholesale auction. And again, there's obviously no guarantee of that. Okay, so you know, there was other times where I'd be surprised. Maybe they took a car as a trade-in, or maybe they got it a really, really super good deal at the wholesale auction. And when I told them it was going to be several thousand dollars to fix it, they go, yeah, go ahead, do it, which tells me they, you know, they got a good deal on it. Okay. So, you know, the wholesale auction is, it's a toughie because, like I say, that's where all the used cars go. And the thing is, realize that beyond that, beyond the wholesale auction where the cars stay in this country, you know, one of the newer things that happens these days, and a lot of times this can be the different charities where they will take your car and sell it, and you get paperwork to where you can write off whatever the sale price was of the car minus their costs of selling it basically for you. Okay. That might be happening because the car could be considered unsafe for this country, whether it's got some kind of major, you know, braking problem or suspension or steering or whatever. And it goes to a wholesale auction where ultimately the car actually ends up in another country. Okay. And this can all be done legally, but I've never had a chance to actually talk to someone who does that, okay, where they offer that service to these different charities and stuff like that. But I've always kind of wondered about the question of, you know, if a car is not considered safe in this country, and considering that there's only about a dozen or so states in this entire country in the USA that actually have any kind of a minimum safety check that has to be done like once a year or maybe every other year, okay? The other 40-some-odd states have nothing, okay? No safety inspection, no nothing. So there's nothing stopping from someone from potentially driving what would be considered by a professional an unsafe car, but yet this car that is really unsafe now potentially ends up in some third world country. Now, a person could say, well, geez, you know, they were riding around on their bicycle, it was their main mode of transportation, and now they have a car, so they're better off. Okay, all right, I understand that, but they also have a car that is unsafe, okay? So I kind of look at it as, why is it okay to have a car that's not safe in this country, or that people don't want to take on the liability by reselling it to someone because of the litigious world that we live in, at least certainly in the USA, and somehow that car is okay for someone else in another country? You know, isn't their life just as valuable as anybody else's? Well, yeah, it is. But it's all legal. It can all be done. And yes, the car gets to live and provide a service, so to speak, to somebody else. But, you know, these are just some of the different things that are happening in the wholesale auction. So if you're going that route, you know, you need to be careful. Okay. Definitely plan on getting there early to try to spot, you know, what it is you're looking for. Hopefully you have an idea what, you know, year, make, model, whatever the case may be. But just understand that you're really not going to be able to spend very much time at all, you know, looking the car over or anything like that. And obviously if you can't start the engine, you can't drive the car. It's not going anywhere. Okay. So, just to kind of further, if you want to get some more information, I would check out my episode number 40, which is BMW CPO versus used cars. Okay. Yes, that is comparing what the BMW CPO certified pre-owned program is versus just a regular used car. But in some respects, it could be applicable to, you know, any car you're potentially buying from a dealer if they have some sort of a certified pre-owned program versus just a regular used car. So check out that episode because I definitely expand on, you know, that particular you know, train of thought and point of knowledge. The other one would be to check out episode number 10, which is a pre-purchase inspection. Do I need one? Okay. Again, I talk about things to look for, you know, the possibility of having a professional do a pre-purchase inspection. But obviously, again, at the wholesale auction, none of those things are available. So you really kind of need to know, you know, what you're getting into. And, you know, I had a wholesale car wholesaler that I used to do some work for on occasion. And at several times he had asked me if I'd be willing to go with him to the wholesale auction to help him look cars over. And when I got asking him, and this is one of the ways I found out as far as what exactly goes on at a wholesale auction, and he told me the process. And I told him, I said, look, if we can't even start this car, or certainly drive it, I don't know what it is I'm really accomplishing for you, okay? Because to me, that's the minimum of finding out what the car may or may not need. Is certainly being able to open and close doors and the trunk and look in the hood, you know, in the engine area, start the car, drive the car. And even then, you know, again, if you listen to my pre-purchase inspection episode, you know, that car's got to go up in the air and the underside has to be inspected and looking at, you know, brakes and suspension and, you know, steering, lighting equipment. There's a lot of visual things to look over. Okay. So that's kind of the whole deal on auctions. You know, again, I'm not saying that you couldn't. You could potentially find a gem at one. Okay. It is possible, especially if it's more of you're looking for a specific older car. It is possible you could find a pretty good car. I mean, the scenario would be that the car was being traded in, the person is buying something newer, and maybe they took a lot of pride of ownership. They really, you know, took care of the car. And for them, the process, they didn't want to sell the car private party, which probably would mean that they would get more money for it. But maybe they didn't want to or couldn't go through that process. And so they simply traded the car in. And the dealership they traded it into, again, regardless of the condition of the car, they would have, you know, potentially no thought process of, well, we're going to, you know, resell this car. It's going to go to a wholesale auction. So there are good cars out there, but the odds are not. Okay. So personally, I wouldn't recommend doing it. Okay. But that's me. And it's really because of all the reasons that I just, you know, kind of talked to you about. So that's about it for this one. Hopefully that kind of tells you the difference between a collector's versus a wholesale auction. Hopefully it's, you know, you found it enlightening. And again, you know, if you've got a buddy that is you know, in the car business, you know, it might be interesting just to go, but just understand what it is you're potentially getting and the fact that you could spend time and money and end up with a basket case that now you got to have your buddy take it back there and try to sell it and get your money back out of it. There's no guarantee. So it's not like you're going to, I want my money back. You got to take it back and resell it, which also there's, you know, obviously cost of sales involved in that. The auctioneer and all that, they're going to get paid. Can't tell you what it is. I have no idea. So whatever it is, I'm sure it's probably a percentage of the sale amount. So anyway, I hope you found this enlightening. I appreciate you listening. As usual, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcasts5@gmail.com. Appreciate any, you know, feedback or reviews, or for that matter, if you've got an idea for a, you know, subject matter for another podcast episode, always appreciate the feedback. I'm also on LinkedIn if you want to check me out there. And again, you know, I do have a shop. I work only on BMWs. It's in Newbury Park, California. And the shop name is Brad's Motor Works. If you want to check out my webpage or so on and so forth. And, you know, if you're ever in the area and you want to stop by and say hi, I'm more than welcome to. I'm there Monday through Friday. So appreciate your time. Appreciate you listening. I hope you have a great day and a fantastic tomorrow. Thank you again. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.